Furberger. Unlike Cray Ray, Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a real, no-kidding, medical doctor, Dr. Mr. MD. He also came in third place at the World Professional Pairs Figure Skating Championship in Spain in 1976, skating with his sister. I don't have a joke about that, but I don't need one. It's just funny. Joel is called Furberger by no one other than me. And even I don't call him that to his face. But this is my fucking book, so fuck him, he's Furberger. Furberger may be more than Bug Nutty. He might be kind of sort of an alternative medicine whack job, but I really like him. His diet is pretty much all I eat now. It's possible that if I were still doing Penn and Teller bullshit, I would introduce him with, "Then there's this asshole," and rip him a new one. That was my job then, and Furberger does stuff that we could have crushed him with. He seems to believe that everything can be cured with the right magic food. And he's even said some dangerous, weird-ass shit about the flu vaccine. And I'm afraid to dig too deeply into what he said about other vaccines. Howard Stern once told me he couldn't get to know anyone because he'd end up liking them and not be able to do his job. Maybe that happened with Stern and Trump. I don't follow either of them closely enough. I spent a couple of hours with Furberger, and I really like him. And I think he's right about a lot of stuff. Bullshit is no longer my job, so I can be nuanced. That doesn't mean I don't call bullshit. I still try to be as honest as I can. When I had Furberger on Penn Sunday School, I busted him some of his crazier cancer claims and his blaming of everything on diet. But on PNTBS, I wouldn't have just busted him on some things he said. I would have taken all of them down. But on PNT Bullshit, I wouldn't have just busted some things he said. I would have taken all of him down. Let's say we rounded up on the bullshit. If someone was 65% full of shit, we'd call them totally full of shit for comedic purposes, and it was a half-hour show. In my real life, I tend to round the good parts of people up. If someone has a couple of ideas that I like among lots of shit, I try to focus on the good ideas. It seems healthier, but not as funny. When I'm not on TV, I go back to embracing my love of people on the fringes. And I'm not even sure that Furberger is that far in the fringes anymore. The sensible, empirical science diet epicenter may be moving over to where Furberger has been hanging for years. That doesn't mean he's right, but he sure is wicked thin and very healthy. And you're better off taking diet advice from a thin, healthy fuck than from a fat fuck. Cray Ray grabbed me by the potato balls and dragged me down to my target weight. But since getting there, I pretty much eat Furberger. Easy and I have all his books and are premium members of his website. We paid. But even if we hadn't, I'd still call him Bug Nutty, even though it's an animal product when I bite the hand that feeds me. We get new recipes every day, and Easy tries a lot of them, and we come back to some of them over and over. We eat his dill pea soup every week. It's my comfort food, the new grilled cheese for me. His recipes sometimes cheat a little by Cray Ray's philosophy, but they mostly stay whole plants, no animal products, no refined grains, stupid low salt, oil, and sugar. Furberger likes his food bland. He likes the flavors in the plants. His idea of spicy is a little rosemary or something. So we load in the cayenne and Tabasco and rock that way. But a lot of the stuff is great right off the page now that we've lost our SOS, salt, oil, sugar, habituation. He has recipes with names like Dr. Furman's Famous Anti-Cancer Soup, and he has special potions for immunity. He'll tell you that the SAD diet is full of cooties, and his diet fights all those cooties. Yeah, he puts it in fancy scientific terms, but it means cooties. The nuts who study blue zones, where people live the longest, say those old cats and kitties eat mostly vegetarian with lots and lots of beans. And that's Furberger. Folks in the blue zones who live longer than the rest of us also put family first, and I'm down with that. Purpose in life really matters, and I have that in spades. Physical work and religion are also important, and, let's get back to Furberger. So I don't know about all of Furberger's potions and elixirs. I know that anecdotal evidence means jack shit, but I just don't get sick much anymore. I take hay fever pills a couple times a year instead of every day for months. My arthritis is way, way better, and I've gotten just one very light cold since I've been on his food. And I used to get a bad one almost every month. But the honest answer is, I don't know. I'm keeping the weight off. With some spice, we really like his food, so we do it. Some of my skeptic buddies have busted Furberger for being on Dr. Oz's insane TV show. Well, I've been on Dr. Oz's insane TV show, and I'll go on again to talk about using Withings products, and if he invites me, I'll go on again to pimp this book. When I was still in high school, I saw Gene Shepard speak at a college in Amherst, Massachusetts. I used to skip high school and drive to the local college and sit in on classes to see guest speakers. Gene was a hero of mine, the greatest storyteller on radio. He's now mostly known as the guy who wrote and narrated A Christmas Story. It's a fine movie, but I like his trippier radio stuff more. The radio reception in Greenfield for his NYC show was so weak I had to hold my radio antenna just right and cozy up to his perfect voice with my little radio speaker against my ear. After his talk at UMass, he had a Q&A, and someone called him out for having his stories published in the sexist magazine Playboy. Gene didn't address the morality of Playboy at all. He said that sometimes when he uses a urinal, there's stuff written on the wall above it that he doesn't agree with, but he still uses it. That's one argument. A hero of mine, Tommy Smothers, busted me for going on Glenn Beck's show. He said that if Hitler had a talk show, I would have gone on it. I said, yeah, and I would have told the truth. I don't agree with Glenn Beck, and I go on his show, and I've said on that show there is no God. I don't agree with Bill Maher on vaccines and other stuff, but I've gone on his shows a lot. I co-starred on The Celebrity Apprentice for 2 seasons with Trump. But that was before I heard his campaign speeches and read his hateful tweets. Maybe I have to draw the line below Hitler but above Trump. Although, if he asked me to be in his post-losing presidential run show, I'll probably go on. What do I care? When I ate hamburgers, In-N-Out Burger had Christian shit right in their cups. Was I sure I agree with everything the owners of White Castle believed? A lot of good Christians, I mean good not to intensify Christian, but to contrast with it, come to our show, and they know we're atheists, but they still want to see our magic show. I'm aware all of this is very facile and convenient. By going on Dr. Oz and Glenn Beck, I give my insignificant imprimatur to their shows. But I also give my point of view to their audiences as honestly as I can. If I were president of the United States of America, and I would be better than Trump, but worse than Hitler, I would have to think more about what it means to go on these shows. But at my level of substar, I go where I'm booked. I think I can give Furberger the same pass. I know Furberger doesn't agree with me on everything, but here he is in my book. And we both disagree with Dr. Oz, but we both go on his show. I'm sure Furberger is wrong about a lot because food is complicated, but I love his books and his recipes. It'd be wrong for me to not give him credit for the help he's given me with my diet. And I like him. I love that he figure skated with his sister.